Welcome to the Anabu AI Blog in Audio. Today, we're covering a piece by Brett Allegri Wood titled, House of Lords Just Put a Price Tag on AI. Is your business ready?
And I'll be honest, when I saw that headline, I thought, here we go, another regulatory scare story. But this one is different.
It really is. So let's start with what the Lords actually said. For years, AI developers have been scraping the entire internet, photos, articles, creative work, without permission. The House of Lords has now called time on that.
They've rejected the idea that developers can just vacuum up data freely. What they're demanding is what they call a licensing-first approach. Every AI tool must have verifiable legal rights to every piece of data used in training the model.
And on top of that, they're pushing for a mandatory transparency framework. Developers would have to reveal exactly what their models were trained on.
Which sounds reasonable until you see what it means for businesses already using these tools. Because here's the uncomfortable part. If the data was unlicensed, your business is holding the liability, not the developer.
That's the line that should land hard. And some owners might be thinking, okay, this is a UK thing. I'm not based there. Does it actually affect me?
Short answer is yes. The EU AI Act already has extraterritorial reach. If your outputs or services touch EU customers or data, it applies to you, regardless of where your business is based.
And Gartner has put a number on the risk. They're predicting that 75% of regulated organizations will face significant fines for manual AI compliance, 3/4 of businesses.
That's not a fringe risk. That's the majority. And I didn't know won't hold up as a defense.
So what does the actual cost look like? Brett isn't just talking about lawsuits. He's pointing to something harder to recover from, reputational damage.
He draws a comparison I found really useful. Think about the backlash against fast fashion companies exposed for using sweatshops, or food companies and unsustainable palm oil. The public has a long memory for ethical issues.
Being labeled as a company that profits from intellectual property theft damages your brand, alienates customers, and makes it harder to attract and retain talent, and a single misstep can go viral in hours.
Now, there are places that are ahead of this. Singapore and the UAE are building what Brett calls sovereign AI.
Both are building AI models trained on their own local data, controlled end-to-end, with full visibility over what went into them. Singapore has its AI Singapore initiative, government-funded, building local talent and capability. The UAE's National Program for Artificial Intelligence aims to make them a world leader in AI by 2031.
And the advantage isn't just compliance. Because they control the entire stack, they know exactly what their AI was trained on. Their models are more secure and more relevant because they're built on local data.
Now, I know what some listeners are thinking. That's a government program. I run a 40-person business. What does sovereign AI actually mean for me?
Brett addresses this directly. You don't need a government-funded program. In practice, it means know your tools, vet your providers, and build internal policy that creates accountability.
The practical test he suggests is asking your AI vendors for their data provenance statements. Ask directly, what was this model trained on, and do you have licenses to prove it? If they can't answer clearly, that is your answer.
Which brings up what I think is the real wake-up call in this article. Right now, every time someone in your business hits generate on a public AI tool, you're rolling legal dice. Marketing for blog posts, sales for emails, developers for code. Most businesses have no audit trail whatsoever.
And Brett is explicit that this is not a problem you hand to IT. It's a board-level issue, a question of business strategy and risk management.
So let's get to the practical steps. He lays out 5 things to do this week. First, audit your AI usage. Ask every team what tools they're using and what they're generating. You can't manage what you can't see.
Second, request data provenance from your AI vendors. Third, draft an internal AI use policy. And he makes the point it doesn't need to be a 40-page document. A one-pager setting out approved tools, output review requirements, and who is accountable is enough to start.
Fourth, escalate it to board level. Put AI compliance on the next agenda. And fifth, if any part of your business touches EU customers or data, understand your obligations under the EU AI Act now, before a complaint lands.
For me, the single action this week is the vendor question. Pick your top 2 AI tools and ask them directly about data provenance. The answer will tell you a lot about where you actually stand.
For me, it's the one-page policy. Approved tools, who's accountable, output review requirements. It changes the conversation inside the business, and it takes a couple of hours to write.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Well worth reading in full, especially the section on the EU AI Act's reach.
And if you want this working inside your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too. Brett and the team will walk through where you're exposed and what to do about it.
Thanks for listening.